Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Acts chapter 28, verses 23 through 31. The Reverend Robert Zagor is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
The Word of God from Acts chapter 28. When they had appointed a time for Paul, they came to him at his lodging in great numbers. From morning till evening, he expounded to them, testifying to the kingdom of God and trying to convince them about Jesus from both the law of Moses and the prophets. Some were convinced by what he had said, but others disbelieved. And disagreeing among themselves, they departed after Paul had made one statement. The Holy Spirit was right in saying to your fathers through Isaiah the prophet, go to this people and say, you will indeed hear, but never understand. You will indeed see, but never perceive. For this people's heart has grown dull with their ears. They can barely hear with their eyes. They have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their hearts and turn, and I would heal them. Therefore, let it be known to you that this salvation that God has sent will go to the Gentiles and they will listen. St. Paul lived there 2 whole years at his own expense and welcomed all who came to him, proclaiming the kingdom of God and teaching about the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness and without hindrance. This is the word of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We have the end of the book of Acts, which doesn't end the way that most modern Hollywood movies would end, with St. Paul standing up in front of Caesar and proclaiming the word of God and the gracious gospel to Caesar, who would reject it and chop off Paul's head, thus ending the missionary season of St. Paul. Now, St. Luke ends it probably at the time that the book started being distributed, with St. Paul in Rome for 2 years proclaiming the gospel more or less at liberty and helping to build up the church that he and the other apostles had started there in Rome. It was an amazing time and a far different time. It was a season, a passing season. Luther very famously called the gospel a passing rain shower, which waters the land at one moment and then moves on to the next. And that's what's happened, and that's what did happen, as we well know from the history. We live in a day of passing rain showers, too. If you look at the words that St. Paul says, I find this interesting for me. I'm a last-minute fill-in preacher here this morning. I wasn't supposed to be doing this, but as I was examining the text, I noted how much this aligns with what I've been doing for years. Every time I preach, I do the same thing personally in my preparation. I pray Psalm 19, which ends with the words, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O God, my rock and my redeemer. And then I pray for the people who will hear, based on the words of Isaiah the prophet that Paul quotes here, O Lord, give wisdom to the people who hear it, open their minds to receive your word, open their ears to hear it, open their hearts to receive it. I guess over the years, by rough estimate, I've probably preached somewhere in the neighborhood of 27,000 sermons. That's quite a few. And they all had this one point, the same one that Paul brings. The world is passing. We are passing. The time is now to hear the gracious gift of God, to hear what He's given and done for your sake. Don't think that tomorrow is the next best opportunity to hear the word of God and keep it. Don't think that tomorrow is the next best chance to get yourself right with the Lord and with your family and with your friends. Over the 30 years, which is the time over which all of those sermons were preached, I can't tell you how many times I had this conversation with a widow or a widower. We had planned all of our life to spend time together, and we worked so hard and we got everything together, and now he died, and I don't know what happened. He was so well just a little while ago. We had been counting on retirement, and we're not going to have it now. Or I thought she would go way after me. We had so many things we needed to say, so many things we needed to do. The people in Rome, the Jews who were rejecting Paul's message, and even those who received it, the Gentiles who heard the word, had 2 years of the Apostle Paul, an amazing gift from God. Can you imagine what it would be like to have an Apostle of the Lord, Paul, the greatest missionary in the history of the world, led by the Holy Spirit, he who could heal simply by having a cloth touch him and then be delivered to a sick person, right there in front of you, and you could come and go and visit with him as often as you wanted for 2 years. But I bet a lot of people said, I've got to go see Paul one of these days. It'd be great to get to go see him. It'd be great to get to go know him. Don't we do that with the Word of God and our opportunity to go to church and our opportunity to learn those things that the Lord has prepared for us, that our hearts may be filled with joy and thanksgiving and opportunity and wonder? And yet there always seems to be something which is a priority in front of it, and those things in the end don't really mean much. I'm busy cleaning out a house that we're preparing for sale. And all these treasures that I remember accumulating over the years are now in a dumpster somewhere or a landfill, because they were important at the time and what we were doing at the time seemed so important. But those things which weren't necessarily the key objectives in our life during the day are the ones I treasure now. Those opportunities to study the Word of God, to hear His precious promises, and know how they apply not only in my life, but in the life of the people that I love. To be able to, face to face, speak words of law and gospel to people that I care about and long to see go to heaven. Who knew that these days would come when face-to-face interactions would be so rare? When our shut-ins would truly be shut-ins, and we all would become shut-ins in a manner of speaking. We can't neglect the day. We can't neglect that which is true and vital. It's the Mary and Martha story from the Gospel of John. It's the widow at Zarephath. There were many widows in the time, but the prophet came only to one, and she needed to listen. It meant not only her life, but the life of her son. Do we hear? Do we receive? Do we rejoice? Do we find the joy that's truly there, or do we merely mourn the fact that we don't have what we had before that really wasn't all that important in the first place? These days have given us a rare opportunity. Many people are no longer commuting to work. Many people aren't going in as many hours. There's leisure time just built into the fact that you no longer have to prepare your lunch for work the day before if you're not coming in that day. Or you no longer have to drive in and back home for a half an hour or get caught in a traffic jam. You don't have to iron your shirt if you don't want to. And as I've seen over and over again in the memes, you don't even have to wear pants to work. And in church, so many of our churches, now everyone is a minister. I can tell because so many people go to church on Sunday morning in their robes. These days should not be lost, but should be embraced for the gift that they are. A time and a season to sit and receive, to embrace the good gifts, to hear the Word of God and open our hearts to it, to become richer in the riches that He pours out, to take the opportunity that some of the most blessed Romans took as Paul was in their town for 2 years expounding the gospel. As the wise and the happy do today, to hear not the words proclaimed by those who would have us afraid, by the media which earns money by getting eyeballs to follow what they're saying, the latest bad news, tune in at 11. Could you and your children be next? There's a surge. Film at 11. No. Open your eyes. Hear the words of Isaiah. Let them see with their eyes. Let them hear with their ears and understand with their hearts. The Lord has promised to turn and heal. Let's repent of our shallowness and our foolishness and run to the cross where we find the free flow of the Savior's blood washing us clean and making us white in the blood of the Lamb and giving us the promise not only of full and free forgiveness but of redemption and resurrection and ascension and eternal life. Let's embrace all that these days can mean to us and for us, because these are the days in which the Lord pours out His gifts. But it's a passing rain shower. Don't put it off till tomorrow. Instead, rejoice in the greatest gift that the world has ever received. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for Chaplain Timothy Rosenthal, who is deployed. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.